Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Tonight, I saw, while we were worshiping, I saw the Lord dealing with issues of the heart. I saw Him gently opening up areas in our mind that had like, almost looked like tar, you know, like seeds of tar, tucked in, and I saw the Lord just gently, like breathing and causing that to come to light, so that we can deal with the issues of the heart. You know, it starts in the mind, it ends in the heart, and you know, out of the heart life flows. And so one of the things I saw, or actually I heard it, and then I saw it, was a spirit of offense. And there's a spirit of offense in here, and you know, I'm not going to look, but I believe there might be a pressure that is causing you to believe a certain thing that's just not true. And so right now, I take authority of that spirit of offense, and I command it to leave right now, leave out of here right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm hearing the words division, and I don't know if this is playing out in the room or if this is national or what. I don't know. I don't see the details, but the enemy is trying to sow division, and we will not allow that in this place or in the kingdom of God. I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about the kingdom of God on earth. And so right now we stand against that, and we choose love. We choose Jesus, and we choose His love. It's always a choice. It's always a choice. You can justify, think, or believe, but love is the seed that we want to manifest from our hearts. Love is God, and perfect love cast off fear. Some people in here are struggling with fear. Fear of, oh no, listen, perfect love cast off fear. And I see saying, you know, there's being a seer, you get to see. And I'm seeing people are like in distress over what's going on in the world. Listen, you're not of that place. Your home is in Him. And so get back in, climb back in to where He is, the secret place. You know, get back into Psalm 91. And for some of you, you need to start thinking and reading Psalm 91 again out loud. You were, but you got caught up in the distractions. And isn't it just like the enemy to cause distraction to get us off course so that we end up stumbling and fearing? And you're a conqueror. In Christ Jesus, you're a conqueror. There's no room for fear. Fear of the Lord, yes. That's the fear of the Lord. But fear of what's going on in the world, no. That is flesh, and it's carnal. And you're not productive for the kingdom of God when you're carnal or when you're responding in fear. And God, I see Him pulling people out of this like, well, it's not quicksand, but it looks like it could be. It's like some doughy weird stuff that you've been like watering with your words. And God wants to pull you out of that right now. So if any of this is like, oh, that's me, you know, just come along and come into agreement with God's word and say, you know what, I'm done with that. I'm choosing God. I'm fixing my gaze on God. And you might think, I don't know how to do that. By saying that, it causes it to happen because we have authority, because we're born again believers who carry the kingdom of God. We're ambassadors for Christ, and Christ has given us the authority to rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven. And some of you are trying to reign on earth without checking into heaven. And there's this chaos going on. And right now I command all chaos to leave you in the name of Jesus. Peace of Jesus. We release the peace of Jesus into your hearts right now. I've seen it go. Hallelujah. I love when He does that. And I can tell some of you are like, I am so glad I'm here tonight. I really needed this. You know, God ministers to the heart. And you know, that stuff is good. But because we got his milk, you know, we got to get cleaned off. But listen, there's so much more. And God wants to minister to you in deep ways so that you can walk victorious in Him all the time. You know, whether it's the winds are blowing, whether the storm is out there or not, there's a place of peace in Him where you live and breathe, where you know all things. And if you're stuck right now and you're like, I don't know what's going on out there, you're not in Him. Okay. And so get in Him. And how do you do that? It's choice. You say, Lord, teach me. Show me how to get in you. And then you get in the Word of God, the Bible, and you open it up and you start reading it out loud. You know, go read Psalm 91. It'll really pull you back in and anchor you back into His protection and truth. You know, we're in a season where Anything that can be shaken is being shaken. And it's actually a good thing, because there's stuff that has to go. But unfortunately, we're part of that. And so if you've been decorating your stuff and trying to keep it, you know, polished, the winds are blowing and your skirt's going to go flying any minute. So deal with it before you're caught and exposed, okay? So, and God's not doing that to punish you. He's doing it to everywhere. Anything that's not of His is going to stumble and tumble and fall, because that's the kingdom of God. He's, you know, He's full of resurrection power, and we walk in that resurrection power. And some of us are like, well, what does that mean? As you are decorating all the stuff that God's been trying to get us to deal with. Listen, it's not hard, but here's the thing. We're only going to go so far. You won't go any further until you deal with the area that you're at. He's, you know, I totally got convicted this, Wednesday? Like the last couple days, the Lord's really been talking to me about destiny and purpose. And you know, it's so easy to get off course with the cares of the world. But listen, we're not of the world. I'm telling you, our citizenship is in heaven. We are spirit beings that are on assignment in the earth. But our home is not here. And some of us, including myself, I got too comfortable. You know, it's our nature. The flesh nature is to settle and decorate where you're at. And when I mean decorate, some people like get, you know, wallpaper. Some people paint. Me, I'll just like organize and clean, you know, and put things away or give them away. But and some people, you know, they stay busy so they don't deal with the issues of the heart. And God is challenging us in this hour where everything is blowing. Everything is blowing. You know what? Do it now or do it later. But here's the thing. If you do it now, you'll advance in Him, and you'll walk in what He destined you to have. And the purpose that He breathed into you will come forth. And when we go home on that day, we stand before Him. I don't know how that's going to work, because I think I'll be flat on my face in awe of His goodness. But, you know, I'm seeing people, you know, that are trying to drag along their works of their flesh, their good deeds. And you don't know if that's some weird religious spirit that, you know, some people just grew up with, or just parents teaching that way. But listen, if it's not of Him, it's not going to manifest in heaven. If it's not of Him, you're not going to drag it along like your trophies, you know, of the, I'm seeing like a race, somebody, and this is just a picture, like running the race and you get a trophy in the natural because you ran the 500-yard dash or 50-yard dash or whatever the dash is, and you got this trophy and you're all proud of it. But listen, that thing is junk. It's a trinket compared to the treasures of heaven. And He wants us to trade our thinking. He wants us to come in to a place in Him where we know all things. And when we speak with His word, it like causes things to happen. And that's the body that, you know, somehow we got watered down to, you know, comparing ourselves among each other. And well, I'm okay. You know, I saved somebody this week or, you know, I gave a word to somebody. Listen, it's all about relationship. It's not about the works of the flesh. It's not, those are all outward. What He's calling us to right now, think of the oil. You know, think of the virgins, the 10 virgins who were preparing and getting ready. And then there was this delay, you know, and the delay seemed long. And so people started decorating, people started doing other things, and they got caught up with the distractions of the time. And then the trumpet blew, and then the bridegroom came, and they weren't ready. And they were like, hey, give me some of your oil, because, you know, things have delayed a little. Listen, He wants us to have our oil filled. And we're in a season right now with everything going on, everything. It's about filling the oil and spending time in His presence. And He's equipping us. See, God never loses. He doesn't know how. And some of us are thinking that God is doing this or God is doing that. Listen, God's looking at our hearts. And He's not like, I'm looking at your heart because you got to. He's like, I know what I put in there. Come on, put the seed, get the water in there, get in the word and watch it grow. He loves to see when we grow. He loves to see when fruit manifests from the heart instead of the flesh. You know, so it's a choice. Run the race in the natural and get your little trophy and show it all to everyone, or run to the secret place of the Most High. And die to yourself. Die to yourself and die to your ways. And I'm going to talk about how we do that. die to yourself and just say, Lord, I want to live for you. I don't know what that means, but teach me. Lord, it's all about you. You know, I've tried all this stuff and none of it's worked. I'm going to try your way, your system. And when you say that, it activates stuff in the spiritual realm to come in and click into place, where then there's this opening where then it's like school of the Holy Ghost, where what are we doing today? What are we doing today? And then, because you're now in the race, and some people do it both, you know, I've seen people do 2 feet, one in the flesh, one in the kingdom. But eventually you collide and one will win. One will stand. And the one you want to stand, obviously, is the spirit man. And so there's going to be a battle, a clash, you know, between the flesh and the spirit. And it's up to us to subdue our flesh. And how do we do that? Well, you know, the favorite word, fasting, denying ourselves. And I don't mean that in a way where it's haughty or it's, you know, I'm doing this. It's more like, Lord, I'm a wreck and you got to help me. Lord, I don't know how to change myself, but teach me. And then what happens is when we deny our flesh, it causes our spirit man to be more attuned, to hear that the little voices of the Holy Spirit. And when he just says, do this or don't do that, or, oh, you just sense, oh, he's not pleased if I, you know, watch a marathon of, you know, Bewitched or whatever. I'm just making that up and just, you know. But there's things that he wants us to come in agreement with. And this is the season right now, friends. This is the season. And the last couple days, I've really spent a lot of time seeking the Lord because I saw an attitude in my heart that nobody else saw, because I knew how to mask it, put a little lipstick on, nobody knows that I'm crabby. And that was, I was like crabby about some stuff. And I'm like, and anybody who knows me, I'm not a crabby person. And so that was like a ding, ding, ding moment in my heart. See, God was trying to get my attention. And let me tell you something. He wasn't trying because I was crabby. He was trying before. But it wasn't until I started manifesting and noticing, oh, something's not right. Something's wrong in the engine inside. And it wasn't until I saw the manifestation, which I could have prevented if I would have dealt with the issues of my heart sooner. But see, it's like a check engine light on a car. You know, there was like a little low on the oil, so to speak. And so it's not that I'm not spending time in his presence, but there's certain things I'm called to do that if I don't do them, I get crabby. And one is spend time in his presence. You know, two is read his word. And three is to help people. You know, if I'm not doing that, if wrong order comes in, see, it took a while for me to get this. Oh, sorry. It took a while for me to get this. But am I on?
Yes.
Okay. So when I got it, I started exercising it. But what happened is the enemy started challenging me. And there is where the war begins. In myself, it was like, there's always, did God say to do that? You know, he's always trying to sow seeds of doubt to come against. And there's the split second of, get out of here, you lying devil. Or, oh, did God cause me to do this? And too many believers are like, oh, did God cause you? Listen, we have to know what the word says, his word, because that's how we win the war. We have to speak it out loud and declare it and, you know, like a sword fight. But you're fighting and cutting in to your destiny, really. You're coming out of yourself and pushing through the kingdom of God. You through the kingdom, you in the kingdom, you is the kingdom. Do you know what I'm saying? So this thing that happened to me, I was like, I was actually, I noticed it. It started to manifest. And see, I could have looked at the warning signs days before it happened. And God's trying to get us to recognize our condition, our spiritual condition. And none of us has it, let me just tell you. Unless you are seeing it, your shadow heal people, you might be having something, but you know what I'm saying? We don't have it. So we got to stop comparing ourselves among people we hang with. Cause listen, there is so much that God has for us. And when we go home, I don't want to go, man, I didn't know I could do that or have that or be that. And so listen, the light on the car, there's oil. You know, the oil is what causes the check engine light to come on. And they're in the body of Christ, the check engine light is on. And people are trying to figure out, they're going to mechanics, but they're not getting the oil. And because of the distractions, the cares of the world and the distractions. And I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter the distraction. They're out there. It could be whatever. I'm not even going to speak them because there's so many. But listen, it's up to us to say, what are we doing today? Here I am, Lord. What are we doing today? Help me, Lord. Where are we at right now? And it's also very easy to get on autopilot and just like, you know, see you later, God. I'll talk to you tonight before I go to bed. Oh, and then it's tonight and I'm too tired. I love you. Good night. He's calling us to a deeper fellowship. I see the shell that is, it's hard to give it a English word. What I'm seeing, it's kind of like a nut with chocolate coating around it. And I feel like there's something good in there. And we're trying to, you know, get this thing busted loose. He wants us to get it. And I feel like we're in the season of getting it. But all this stuff has to be dealt with. And so it's coming forth. It's bubbling up. Anything that can be shaken will be shaken. And so in my case, I was, I noticed I was getting crabby with a couple things that normally I don't get crabby about. And I noticed it and I said something to somebody and then I was like, I'll deal with it. And, you know, I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it. God caused me to see it from a different filter. And what happened was I ended up going to the bank for something and there was a long line and I was a little huffy because I had to wait in line. And I noticed, wow, I'm huffy about, I never am huffy about standing in line. And I watched myself. You know how you ever like get above yourself and see what you're really like? Yeah. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that's me. I'm like, I'm a snotty little kid right now, a little 2-year-old brat throwing a temper tantrum who wants a little sucker because she's got to stand in line, you know? And I'm like, Lord, forgive me, you know? And so when I left the bank, I went out, I said, Lord, I see it. You got to help me. I don't know what this is coming from, but I see the manifestation. And see, oftentimes we don't know what it's coming from, but we see the manifestation or we feel the manifestation. And so I'm like, Lord, you got to help me. You got to help me ask the questions I need to ask. You got to help me see what I'm not seeing because I'm not seeing it. I see this, but I want to know the root. Take me to the root. And I knew he would. And I wasn't like, no, demanding it right then and there. I knew he was going to show me because I asked. And my good dad always tells me, you know, we have a good dad. He never lies to us. He's always there for us and he's always cheering us on. And so I asked, and you know, when you ask, sometimes it's not, you know, he's honest, you know, it's sometimes it's not sugarcoated. And then in this case, it wasn't, you know, and what he said to me, he said, do you remember when you went through that church split? And whenever he talks church split, if you've ever been through one or a divorce, they're very similar. It causes emotions to rise up and not that they're bad emotions, but they're memories attached with emotions. And whenever he talks about a church split, immediately I listen because that's something. You know, I went through that, and it wasn't fun, and it was horrible. And I said, yeah. He goes, you're acting a lot like a church split right now. I'm like, oh, I know what you're talking about. You know. And so, you know, I what he was saying to me is there is no sides in the kingdom of God. And I was, like, trying to have a side, and I was, like, having temper tantrums, like, I always tell myself he makes me, but one of the things I was like justifying the way I felt, you know, and when you start doing that, you're in deception, okay? And so when he started like showing me the words I was speaking, I'm like, oh my God, you're right, you know? And so I was feeling, and I'm not saying feelings are bad, but when you are letting your feelings run your life, they'll run you the wrong way. And they were running me like a split further from God. And it was subtle. It's not like I was walking away from him, but I know the sweet spot in him. And I want the greater sweet spot in him. I don't want, I don't like friction. I don't like turmoil. And so I love Jesus and I love Holy Spirit and I love Father God. And so I don't want to do stuff that displeases him. And there's some things I know that I do that displease him. And it doesn't mean he doesn't love me, but I know there's things that please him. And I'd rather do the pleasing than the displeasing. And I never used to be that way. I used to be the brat, you know, I feel this way, God, why can't you do, you know, but there comes a place where you grow in maturity in him, where it's no longer all about you. Right. And so with this little temper tantrum I was doing, it was all about me. And because it was all about me, and nobody knew it, it was something stupid. And see, I knew how to mask my crabbiness. And so nobody would know, but he knows, you know, and I know, and that's what it's about. And oftentimes, isn't it the little sins, you know, that cause us to stumble? Yeah. We start to justify. And that's the problem. We a little bit of this. What do they say that scripture? A little leaven, or you know, it ruins the whole thing. Okay, so a little bit started to ruin the whole thing. And I'm all about course correction and being redirected. And I love submitting to Him. Here's the thing: I never used to like to be told what to do. I love when He tells me what to do. My life is so much easier when He tells me what to do. And you know how you find that out? Through His Word. It's the scriptures are filled with what to do's. If you do this, you get that. Choose life. Power of the tongue. You know, bless, don't curse. Simple things. But see, here's the thing. Those simple things, if left undone, cause shipwreck. And so it's important to stay the course, especially with the winds that are blowing as strong as they are right now. And so for me, I repented. I said, "You're so right. I am so sorry. Lord, you got to help me. You got to change. Help me change the way I'm seeing things and the way I'm dealing with this. Because what I see in the natural and what you're telling me are two different things." And He said to me, "Where you look is where you go." And that's like an old standing thing with Him and me. And it's true. I mean, you ride a bicycle. If you look to the right, you'll end up to the right. And so I'm like, oh, okay. So course correction again. And then He said to me, I'm testing the hearts. But when I say this, it's not like He's testing them to see how our, it's testing like causing pressure. You know, He's allowing the pressure on our hearts to show what's in there. And how I can relate this is many, many, many years ago when I was going through really some really hard times and God was teaching me about finances and trusting Him and leaning on Him, lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. I mean, I spent so much time learning that scripture through listening to Him and practicing what He told me and believing His word. And He presented so many opportunities for me to doubt. And sometimes I would, and I would stumble and I'd get back up and here I am again, Lord. But what I want to say is during that time, you know, I had built this empire of it, you know, the great finances and, you know, the wealth, and I had it all planned out. And then when I got there, it was like, this is it. I'm empty as can be. This is it. And so everything collapsed that was not of Him. But during that season, He was showing me the way to peace, which is Him. He was showing me faith, how to operate in faith and believe and trust and speak and declare. And one of the things during that season, you know, there were days when I didn't know if I would, you know, have enough money to pay a bill or have enough money to buy food for my kids or to pay the rent or any of that. But He was teaching me how to trust Him because I had given Him everything, meaning my whole life. I said, "Lord, I can't do this. I've tried it. I built it. This is it. I don't want it. It's fake. It's plastic. Teach me. Show me. Show me how your kingdom operates." So He started to teach me. And one of the things, He gives you opportunities to see what's in your heart. And that's what I'm trying to get at when I went about pressure. So one day, many of you guys know Edgar Bailey. Edgar says to me, "How come your toenails aren't painted?" And out of my mouth, before I could even think, see, out of the heart, the mouth flows, I said, "Because I'm poor." And when I said that, there was like this Holy Ghost piercing. It was like this opening. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that came out of my heart. I must really believe I'm poor." And I said, "Lord, I break those words in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking You to show me the root cause of this. And I'm asking You to teach me Your systems." And it didn't happen overnight, but it took, you know, like that ship, it slowly turns. And so again, opportunity presented itself, whether it was a bill that needed to be paid or whether it was, there were so many exercises that He allowed me to go through to exercise faith, to build trust in Him and not rely on my own system. Because I used to have this plan A and plan B. God, plan A, but if He didn't come through, I'd do plan B. He was trying to break me. There is no plan B. It's all Him or it's going to fall. And if it's going to fall, it needs to fall. Because He'll resurrect anything that needs to be resurrected. And it's a completely different way of thinking in the natural realm. And that's what He was trying to exercise. And that's what He's trying to do right now. He's trying to show us. That's why this pressure, it's not to punish And it's and that's what the enemy wants us to think, that, oh, this is happening to me because, you know, because I'm serving God. No, it's happening to you because there's a seed of doubt in your heart, and God wants the light of God to come on it so you can see it and go, oh, that's ugly. That's got to go. Where'd that root come from? And then deal with the issues of the heart. And so for me, one of the issues that he had me just deal with has to do with, it was causing me to be crabby. And you know what he told me? I love him so much. He said to me, "You're an ambassador." And I'm like, "Yes, I am." And I know, you know, when you have relationship and fellowship, you don't forget what the master has spoke. And I knew what he was telling me, because many years ago we had this talk where he said, "Can you love someone who comes to a service if they're a transgender? You know, can you love somebody who comes in who has heroin, you know, a needle with them? Can you love someone who is into pornography?" And those you all want to say, yeah, I want, yeah, that's me. But what he does is he allows us to see the areas or blocks in our heart, because it's all about the kingdom. It's all about the harvest. It's not about me. It's about that lost and broken person who needs to be plucked from the fire without being judged, right, or feeling judged. And so when he told me, "You're an ambassador," I'll back up. We had a talk. He said, "As an ambassador, you're representing my kingdom, me, and you don't get an opinion." And I was, and so I remembered that talk, because it wasn't like, you know, that's something you don't do lightly. It's something that you have to ponder and, you know, and go, okay, how does that work? Because we all have opinions. Right. And so I had to learn to die to my opinion. And let me tell you, I had lots of practice. Because in a service, around people, in a workplace, with families, any place, everybody has opinions. But as an ambassador to Christ, you only use his opinion. What he says goes. And so if you don't know, you don't say until you get it from him. And many times I've practiced, because a lot of times I don't know. So I say, "Lord, what do you say?" And then he tells me. And if he doesn't tell me nothing, I don't see. That's the other thing. You only speak what he says. You don't add to it. And so, or hold back. You know, and those get worked out in you. As an ambassador in training, that stuff gets worked out. And I had lots of training and lots of faults. And I no way, Lord, I'm not saying that. Or, oh, Lord, I wish I would have, you know. It's all about him. And we get to carry his presence. We get to carry whatever he lets us steward. And you'll only go as far as you are until you master where you're at. Master the distractions. Did you hear me? Master the distractions. See, in the spirit right now, there's a lot of stunted growth because everyone's so caught up in the everything. You know, what's going on? There's a chaos out there, if I think. Listen, you're not of this world. You're more effective for the kingdom of God when you understand that, because then you speak from his realm and release into the earth his decrees, which carry power, which carry resurrection power, which bring things to pass. And so God is calling us as one in the body to bring forth what he's trying to bring forth. And that is where we have to listen and recognize the chatter. You know, they call that chatter, the channels. You know, they're chattering. You know, is it your flesh that you want to add in? Is it man's opinion that you want to add in? We get opportunity to practice. And we get it every day, 24/7. And it doesn't matter if you're a minister or a mom. It doesn't matter if you work at a vet or work in a hospital or a homeschool. Every day is an opportunity to advance his kingdom and proclaim the good news into the earth. And there's nothing the enemy wants more than to keep us distracted and discouraged. And then that's when doubt enters. You know, first it's a little seed. Oh, it's bad out there. I always think of the vision that Holly had about the tornado. You know, y'all have heard this. And I had a dream, and mine wasn't there. So for those of you that don't know, Holly shared this vision. And see, when God speaks and shares a vision, it's to bring hope. And it's to bring clarity and to bring direction. And I remember, it feels like 100 years ago, I remember listening to her say about this. I don't know if it was a vision or a dream. I think she was in a prayer meeting or something. And she had this vision where there was a storm, devastating, and there was a tornado, and she was caught up in the tornado cloud. Now, she may have said it completely different than this, but this is how I took it. She was playing cards with the intercessors and unaffected by the storm. And I thought, wow. I was young. I thought, wow, what about? And so, of course, God gives me a dream. And there's a bad storm. And I'm driving down, I was heading towards Indiana in this dream with a group of people. And it was actually like a couple of intercessors. And the clouds were coming. It was dark and it looked terrible. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, it looks terrible. Those clouds are bad. And we stopped to get gas at the gas station. And I happened to look up at the TV screen and see this terrible storm. And I started to stare at the TV screen and watch the warnings, bad, 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 coming across. Those guys got in the car and left, and I got left behind. And in this dream, the storm hit and knocked the whole building down. And I wasn't damaged, and there was like a little bit of a shelter left. And I was like, where'd they go? They were gone in the cloud. Hello. And so that was a warning dream to me. That was a wake-up call because I wasn't where I was supposed to be. And my faith, I was looking at the things in the flesh. And so, you know, you get a dream like that and you think, what does that mean? I knew exactly what it meant. And it was almost like embarrassing to me because here I am, this great intercessor, and I got left behind. And so, you know, helping people in church and casting demons out, and I got left behind because I was looking in the natural at the storm. And then got delayed because I stared into the bad report. And so, meanwhile, they didn't try to drag me out. By the way, I wonder why they didn't. They just kept on going, and that's the thing. A soldier keeps on going. You know, you listen to the voice of the master, and you keep going. And you'll see people in this day that you love who will fall away. You keep going. Don't be moved by it. And then, you pull out who you can, but keep going. Don't get caught in the mud. And so, in this dream, I'm like, Lord, you got to help me with this. And it didn't happen instantly, but it did happen. And he did give me a follow-up dream. And in the dream, I was playing cards in the tornado storm. And that's a very prophetic word for today, if you think about it. You know, I'm not going to go there because I don't believe the Lord wants me to. But where you look is where you're going to go. And a lot of people turn the TV off.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm telling you, you know, when you turn it off, you realize how much or how dry you got, or, you know, just it's designed to invoke fear. It's designed to suck out your peace. It's the weirdest contraption. And I'm not saying it's bad, but listen, if whatever you watch is what you get, I'm going to watch faith-based teaching. <You know? laughs> So, listen, there's like this. It's like a red alert out there right now. You know, I'm just saying it. And it's not like to scare you. It's like to draw you. You know, when the you ever, I don't know if they still have those sirens, the tornado warnings. Once a month they test the system. Listen, the system's been tested, okay? And if you're not listening, you're very far away. You know, and I'm saying that not to scare you, but listen, all it takes is, Lord, help.
Right.
I don't know how to do this. Help. And the heart that calls to him, or the heart that draw, you know, if you position yourself just to recognize that you don't know it all. He does. You don't. And help me. He will help you. He will find a way to reach you where you're at your level, talk to you in the language you like and know, and bring you into fellowship with him. He will sharpen you so sharp. But you keep going. That's the thing. And sometimes we just get tired or delayed or like, oh, well, I'd rather go play a card game or whatever. And that's not all bad stuff. But listen, if it's now or never. It's now or never. We have to get this because, you know what? The oil lamps, there's only a season. There's only a season. And if, you know, you can't go buy it in the store.
Right.
You really can't. You can't go buy it from a ministry. You can't buy it from your neighbor. You can't get it from your mom. You can't get it from your kids. You got to get it from him. And it's the most wonderful, lovely, better way. It brings you, you know, we're designed to worship him. We're created in his image. And so this turmoil and this, it's because you're not in position with him. And I don't say that to condemn. I say it to encourage you. It's not hard to do one click. Ah, there he is. You know, and some people in here are very heady, meaning, you're a lot smarter than me. But you struggle. You know things, and you're smart, but you're coming to him with what you know instead of who you are. You're a kid. You're his. And he wants you to come to him as a kid. Come on. And don't kids sometimes they may cross over into the neighbor's yard and get in a mud puddle and maybe climb a tree and rip their pant leg or something. Listen, come as you are. Don't go home and change your clothes. He knows. Come as you are. And admit yourself who you are to him. He knows. But once you admit it, there's this click that happens in the spirit, click, and then it's like, oh, I'm one in him. But it only happens when you show up. And churches have not really taught this. You know, I love Bible studies. I love teachings. But I love him. And he's first. Now, it wasn't always like that. But my heart was, Lord, I got to know you. And because that was my heart and I'd speak that to him, he showed me. And he continues to. But if I get lazy, it's kind of like floating on a raft. You know, you kind of drift a little and where are you? He's always there, but sometimes we drift out of his presence. And he never punishes. He's always, come on. But you have to hear the woo. But if you're hearing the, then you won't hear the woo. You know what I'm saying? And his voice is always quiet. The enemy is like, lies, doubt. And then, let's just say you're maybe a backslidden Christian. That's like, you can't go in because you blew it. Well, you know what? We've all blown it. And Jesus paid the price so that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. So some of you are struggling with the enemy's whispering in your ear that, you know, you're not good enough. Listen, none of us are good enough. There's only one, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he paid the price for us so that we can come in and receive his grace, his mercy, his love, his redemption, all the good stuff. The bad stuff is in the enemy's camp. And so if you're dragging bag of stuff around, ask the Lord, what's up? Where have you been? What doors do you have open? And as we grow in listening to the still small voice called the Holy Spirit, he will lead and guide us in all truth if we really want to know. And there's this thing, sometimes people are like dual citizens, like, I want to know, but I don't want to know. It's like, Lord, I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. But only that's in godly, that other one is kind of fleshly and carnal and causing delay. And I hear the Lord saying, no more delay. There's no more excuse. It's now or never. And so this message may sound a little tough, but I'm praying that it's full of his love and his compassion, because that's who he is. So if you're filtering this through, she's being tough tonight, you're filtering it through the wrong filter, because God is always love. And maybe the enemy's trying to rob you from what is being released right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh no, he's been exposed. So, hallelujah. I think that's the word of the Lord. I know it is. I'm just going to listen. So, I see a bunch of Olympic trainers who are showing up and doing the training. And I see individual plans, if you ever go to a trainer to exercise or whatever they do, they'll give you a physical, a thing to do. Obviously, I've never done that. I'm seeing this in the spirit. Well, I see Jesus giving us individualized plans. And I love that about him. And he's our coach. And I hear the whistle being blown. And that kind of scares me a little bit, because some people can't hear the whistle. And so it's time to show up. It's time to make the decision of the heart. And here's the thing. You can't make that decision without the help of the Holy Spirit. And so right now, every eye closed. Father, if this is you, speak this. Father, teach me how to show up. I love you. I turn from every distraction, and I turn into you. Teach me how to live in you. In you, I have my being. In you, I'm seeing the who's got a Bible scripture? Galatians 2:22 was it? Anybody have it? So this is our prayer. I have been crucified. Now, don't say this if this isn't you guys. Don't just say this. But if this is your heart's cry tonight, this is an awesome prayer. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself to me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. And I know he didn't die for nothing. He died for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.